Okay, today is Daf Chaf. Okay, so we are on Daf Chaf. We're by the two dots, you know, about a third of the way, about a quarter of the way down. It said Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Katan. So the Mishnah said that everyone is kosher to read the Megillah except for the Chayim Shotev Katan. And then comes Rabbi Yehuda and says that he's Machshav with a Katan. He says a Katan can read. So we have to figure out which Katan we're talking about, but. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, they're going to try to bring a raya. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, katan hayisi. When I was a katan, mekarisei lemalem mi Rabbi Tarfon zakenin bilud. And I read, I guess, to be yotzei the Rabbi Tarfon and all the zakenin bilud. So you have a raya that I did it. So Amrulo, ami bin raya min a katan. You can't bring a raya from a katan. You don't have any amanus. But he's not a katan now.
A
I know. Okay. So Amy being Raya min a katan, so it doesn't count. Right, Rashi says, right. So then Rashi gives another case. In another case, he goes, okay, fine. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says katan hayisi when I was a katan, the karisi lamalim Rebbe Yehuda, and I read the Megillah to be Yotze Rebbe Yehuda. So Amar lo, here's a better. Amy being Raya min a mati. Well, Rebbe Yehuda. You can't bring a raya what the halacha is like. You bring a raya from what Rabbi Yehuda, you bring a raya to Rabbi Yehuda from a ma'isa that Rabbi Yehuda did. Rabbi is Rabbi Yehuda, and see Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda ben Ilah. So you Rabbi read the Megillah as a katan for Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Okay, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says it's okay. It's not a raya that's how we paskin. So they said back. So the Gemara then answers, relay, ain't even raya in a katan. Why didn't they just say the same answer they gave before? That you don't bring a raya from ma'isa of a katan. So he says ain't a chanami. He says chada odka amrulay. It's one and another reason. Chado the katan ha'isa. One that you were a katan, so there's no raya from there. Beod, I feel gadol ha'isa. Even if you were a gadol, even being raya in a matya, we would not have brought a raya from this case because you would bring a raya of a ma'isa shahaya from one of the litigants in the case. So that's not going to count. The Tosos Rid, have it somewhere. Here. Right, the Tosos Rid says, wait a second. There's a Gemara in Ksubas. There's a Gemara in Ksubas that says. There's a list of people who are allowed to testify when they're a gadol. They're allowed to testify about what happened when they were a katan, and some of those things are by milei derabanan, things that are dinei derabanan. Well, Megillah is a din derabanan, so why even if you say that you know aimi bin raya min a katan, but this is one of the cases we should bring a raya from a katan because it's a din derabanan. Megillah is a din derabanan. So to post this word is a fascinating answer. He says, Mikra Megillah Dvar Torah. So Mikra Megillah is really similar to a Dvar Torah, a different sofer, whatever you want to call it. But he says Mikra Megillah is not a real din derabanan. It's sort of this quasi deoraisa idea. Sharei Matzul Remez Min Torah, because I mean Mepirkin Leil, because we have a remez from the Torah and whatever that Gemara Dav Zayin talked about it. But to post this word is a fascinating thing. He's saying that Megillah is the sort of quasi deoraisa type idea, and therefore it doesn't fit under the things where a cut where you be neman with a god will be neman to testify what he stole when he was a cut when he was
but
a cut.
There has to do with giving testimony, which clearly you can't do. And there are things that the cut can do when he's a certain age, you know. And there's things the cut can't do when he goes younger.
Right.
Separate things.
Yeah, it's more of a gilui milsa. It's not avis in a basement.
Right.
I just don't understand. But it's the katan. The katan is not the one giving testimony.
Exactly,
he's a katan. He's a katan.
So that's so the Gemara says that. So that's
when he was a katan. He's not exactly a katan. They asked him for Randy Lane.
Right. Okay. So which katan are we dealing with? Right. So Rabbi Yehuda was mafshir. Rabbi Yehuda was mafshir with a katan. So which katan are you dealing with? So if you look at Tosfos on the other on your testament base, Tosfos says Kasha, the longer Tosfos, the Ezek Katan Mairi, which type of Katan are we dealing with? Rabbi Yehuda says can be Machshir. Even lo higil chinuch, if the Katan did not reach chinuch, so then my time is Rabbi Yehuda the Machshir. So then why is Rabbi Yehuda being Machshir? And if you skip a few lines, the higil chinuch, and there's a Katan that brought that did come to chinuch, my time is the Rabbanan the Pasli. So why would the Rabbanan say it's no good? Right? Valo kol achayim nami inchayim elamid the Rabbanan. Everyone here is a chayim. Getting the Tosos read for a second. Everyone here is quoting Tosos. Megillah is a derabanan, so everyone has a chiyuv derabanan. So one derabanan can be motzi another derabanan, if he's right. The imkain kasha amai lo amin and the asi rabanan and mafik derabanan. Why can't one din derabanan, meaning a katan, be motzi another derabanan? The gadol, both people are only chiyuv midin derabanan. Just figure out what the chiyuvim are. So Tosos answers. Basically, well, Well, that's a different story. They're chayim. That's a whole different story. We talked about that. We could talk about that forever. About that. But Yesh Lomar, to skip down, the Yesh Lomar, the Olam Mairi Bekatan Shegiel Chinuch. We are talking about a katan that reached the age of Chinuch. But Filo Hachi Pasul Rabbanon. So it's a katan who reached the age of Chinuch. So why the Rabbanon say he's Pasul? He's Chayav Bid Rabbanon. The Gadol's Chayav Bid Rabbanon. He should be Yotzi him. He says, Mishub de Megil Lech Chiyuva Filo Begadolim Elamid Rabbanon. Bekatov Ein Mechuyav Elamid Rabbanon Filo Beshar Mitzvos. Ubegadol Lech Elachad Rabbanon Megit Nevila. Basically, what you have here is the katan is a double de Rabbanon. And the gadol is a single derabanan. The single derabanan that the gadol shares with the katan is mikra megillah. But why is the katan chayiv also? There's another derabanan of chinuch. Not chayiv on the derisa level. He's chayiv midin chinuch. He's chayiv midin derabanan to do a mitzvah chinuch. And the mitzvah is chayiv over here is derabanan as well. So it's two derabanans try to be yotzei one derabanan of the mikra megillah on the gadol. Right? He says below us you trade derabanan. Umapichad derabanan. You can't have one derabanan take out another. Take out someone's chayiv two derabanans. It's different. We brought down a different case to bring to the Gemara, but somebody about katan being yotzei gadol and berachas amazon. The katan is the katan ate. The gadol ate a small amount, which was only chayim midrabanan. In that case, the katan can be yotzei the gadol. Why? Because there's only one derabanan being motzei another derabanan. The derabanan the katan being chayim and of chayim berachas amazon midin chinuch. The derabanan the gadol being chayim berachas amazon at all. So it's one and one, fine. But one and two doesn't work.
That's not the issue that we're dealing with.
What?
We're dealing with the issue of Ain Gavin Rayim and a Katan.
What?
The issue we're dealing with is
Ain Gavin Rayim and a Katan. No, that's something else. That we were talking about a Katan. That's a different question we had. Now we're just talking about what Yehuda says. If Yehuda says that a Katan could be Yotze, if Yehuda argues, which Katan is that? The case was where I just should have read it inside. If you go further up, and it says, Brachas, the Ben Mevarach La'aviv, Afapishu Katan. The Yotze Birkaso. A gadol can do say Birkas Amazon on behalf of his father. A katan can say Birkas Amazon on behalf of his father. Which is why. He's a katan, father's a gadol. Which is strict. So we say there it's different because we established the case as being where the gadol only didn't eat a deoraisa shear. He ate a smaller shear, wasn't clear. He ate a smaller shear, right? So being a smaller shear, so he's only chayav Birkas Amazon be the Rabbana. Okay, so that's how Tosos answers. He says we're dealing with a katan shegiel chinuch. If it's a katan shegiel chinuch, why is he chay? Why can't he be motzi? Why do the rabbanon say he can't be motzi a gadol? And the answer they give is because it's a double rabbanon. The Ran brings down the sheet of the Ramban, who says no, very differently, fundamental, different answer, and it goes into the fundamental machlokes of what the mitzvah chinuch is. The Ramban says. He says, "Rabban Teirutz, the Rabban Sfirulu she'enu bedin she'katan afal pishakil lechinuch yotze gadolim lechavasam mishum v'lav mitzvah today el de'avu." The mitzvah of chinuch, according to Ramban, is not a mitzvah on the katan; it's a mitzvah on the gadol to be mechanic the katan. So when you say mechayim midin chinuch, that means the father is mechayim to have the katan do the mitzvah midin chinuch. That I have to answer all the other cases, but he says that's why here din the Rabbanon of chinuch. For the katan, he can't read. Rabbanan say he can't read for the gadol because he has no obligation. The obligation is on the father to teach the katan. So it's not like the katan has an obligation. Therefore, he can be motzi motzi the father. Then you have to answer out. The problem is now. Okay, what about the case in Brachos about the benching case? Why can he be motzi the father? He has no chiyuv. Okay, so you have to work out all the cases. Okay, so I'm raising that case.
No, but the concept is
much better. Why? Because, well, it's a machlokas as to what the mitzvah chinuch is. According to Tosfos, according to the Ran, or Aris and the Ramban, according to them, the mitzvah chinuch is a chiyuv now on the katan. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah chinuch is a chiyuv on the gadol. So machlokas is a chiyuv. Now you have to go deal with that machlokas. We just created a new machlokas between Tosfos and Ramban. Okay. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yehud, we said that. Okay, sorry, so up to the Mishnah. The next Mishnah. Ein Korin Es HaMegillah, these following things have to be done during the day. Ein Korin Es HaMegillah, you have to read the Megillah during the day. Velo Malin, and you don't do Bris Milah. Velo Tovlin, and someone has a mitzvah to go to Mikvah. Velo Mazin, and we don't sprinkle. I believe that's on the person who's Tommy Mason, sprinkle day 3 and day 7. V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom. Shomeres yom keneged yom. The Gemara is explaining to me what that is. But shomeres yom keneged yom is basically. Well, let's read Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara talks about shomeres yom keneged yom. It goes back to our one of our favorite topics about nida d'oraisa versus zava. Yeah. So it says shomeres yom keneged yom. La'achar shakal shivim mei nida. Basically, the way it's set up is you have a woman. It's set up 7 days. She has her period. First 7 days that she, now you set the cycle. For 7 days, if she sees blood, she's a nida d'oraisa. And after the 7 days, you have the 11 days of what are called yemei ziva. So if she sees blood during those seven days, so after day seven, if she does a hefsek, if she's clean, she goes to mikvah. If she sees blood during those 11 days, so 1 day is zava katana, 2 days zava katana, 3 days is zava gadola, then she has to wait shivin akiyim, and they go to mikvah, and we have now benosh esrom and machmir on them, that any blood, they view it as a zava. Now, what happens if she sees 1 day during the May Ziva, she only sees 1 day. She's called what's a Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom. She's holding 1 day. Let's read Rashi. La'achar Shakala Shiva Yimei Nida Nichnasin Yud Aleph Yom Shakarun Yimei Ziva. After the 7 days of Nida, you get 11 days. Rashi's in the Gemara. She'im Tira Behem Gimel Yom Ritzufim. If she sees 3 consecutive days, Harehi Zava, then she becomes a Zava. Utuuna Svira Shiva V'Karban. And she'll have to have 7 clean days and a Karban. The'im Tira Yom Echad, if she only sees 1 day during those 11 days, right, then she's Shomeris Yom. She just watches to see if she continues seeing the next day. Limacharas Vitovelas. And she goes to mikvah. So he's saying over here, is this Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom? When she goes to mikvah, has to be during the day. The Gemara is going to ask, but didn't we just say all tefillahs are during the day? So what's the difference between the tefillah and Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom? So they, all of them, Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, lo titbol acha tenei tzachama, till the sun rises. The kulon sha'ashu ma'ala me sha'ala amar shachar kasher. All these things that we say, you're supposed to do from sunrise. If you did it from dawn, which is an earlier time, you were still yotze. Like the Rashi says, Adan Eitzachama, interesting, Yashi, he says, Sheyotza misafik laila, because when sunrise comes, you get out of the suffik. Suffik yom, suffik laila, until sunrise. So does that mean that it's a suffik because we don't know exactly when it is, or is it a suffik that it's a din suffik when it comes up to sunrise? We've seen machlokas by sunset. Apologize for my voice, I'm sorry. Stam, the Megillah that you're reading during the day, the daytime Megillah reading, the only time it starts at sunrise. But if you read it already from Alos, you know, guys had to go to work. You know, some guys have to go to work and make read it early. You have to make sure the earliest reading is after sunrise. Okay, so Minalon. So how do we know that the day it has to be read during the day? You know, during the day, mamish. This is the Amakra. The pasuk says, "V'hayamim ha'ela niskarim v'nasim." The days, these days are remembered and done, right? Bayom in, balayla lo. The day, yes, and night, no. So leimei tihavi tiyufta Rabbi Shu ben Levi. Maybe this should be a question on Rabbi Shu ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Shu ben Levi chayv adam lekos mekila balayla lo shnosu bayom. He's supposed to read it at night and the day, and the Mishnah does not mention the nighttime reading at all. It only mentions the daytime reading. It says, no, kikatani adiyom. But the Mishnah is only talking about daytime reading. It's not talking about the nighttime reading. The nighttime reading is done at night. The daytime reading is done during the day. Interesting is, though, when he talks about the mitzvahs that are done at night on the next Mishnah, doesn't mention Mikra Megillah. There are those who say, maybe here's a riot at the times of the Mishnah, they didn't read the Megillah at night. It was an innovation from Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, that's...
In the passage, this is the right to read it during the day.
Right. Well, we said, we, that was on Daf, that was on Daf Talad. Yeshua ben Levi, had there were two psukim over there. Right. What was it? Elakaya kray yomam velos anelayla lo dum yali. It was the psukim on Daftal. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had learned this thing. When it was back, who? Well, it was not practical for who?
It was practical
for going to
wait at night.
They didn't
gather at night.
Oh, so you're saying that? Okay.
When we all of a sudden started gathering at night. That's when they probably.
But the gathering at night, the gathering issue is for the villagers. They only read during. Not, but what about the people in the city?
Half
Klai Yisrael
does a mitzvah,
half
Klai Yisrael
does not do a mitzvah. Half Klai Yisrael is doing Yudal, Yubayis, Gimel, Yudal, Tetzvah. I mean, you don't have an answer for it. It's different things.
I understand. They're doing it for a different reason.
I understand. So, I don't know. So that's maybe the part of Machlokas. What it is. There is, there are those.
Sometimes you got to go through the track.
There are those who say that the Torah should have been Levi. They did not read at night. There are those who say that they did. Okay. Leave that up to What's his name? I told you, Rabbi Evan Hoffman has a shiur about that.
Correct.
I think you're right. Okay, so that's the case of Mikra Megillah. Then the Gemara says, "Velo Malin," and you can't do Bris Milah at night. The Ksiv by Yom Hashmini Yimo, on the day of the eighth day, you do the Bris Milah. That means on the day, but you're supposed to do it as early as possible on the eighth day. His reason might be a mitzvah, and do it as early as possible. Below Tovlin, below Mazlin. We don't do Tvila, you don't go to the mikvah, and you don't do Hazah until the day. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, the Hizah HaTahor Al HaTameh, and so you should sprinkle, the Tahor person should sprinkle onto the Tameh person by Yom HaShvi, on this seventh day. So about Tameh Mace, let him go in the mikvah. So the seventh day you should do the sprinkling. The Itkish Tvila LaHazoya, and there's a Hekish between Tvila and sprinkling, and therefore, correct, the Pasuk says, Rashi says, Yiksib B'Seifo V'Rochatz B'Mayim, V'Huy Din L'Zavah Zavah. It says V'Rochatz B'Mayim, you have to do it during the day. You can't just say, oh, you know, the night before, it's already day seven, I'm going to mikvah now. You have to wait till daybreak to go to the mikvah. V'chein Shomeres Yom K'Neged Yom, the case we mentioned before, Shomeres Yom K'Neged Yom, Lo Titvol Ad Shetanei Tzachama. She should not go to mikvah until sunrise. So, the Gemara says, Pshita, that's the question we ask. Maishna Shomeres Yom K'Neged Yom Mikol Chayov Eitvilos. Why is a Shomeres Yom K'Neged Yom any different than the other, the Chayov Eitvilos, which you already mentioned, have to wait till the day to go to the mikvah? So, Itzterich, no, we would need the limud. Salkatai de Chamina, Tahave Kiria Rishona Shalzav, Kiria Rishona Shalzav, Ikish Labal Keri. You would have thought that the Shomeres Yom K'Neged Yom should be the same thing as the Rita Rishon of Azav. Azav is a man who sees an unnatural emission, so he has, there's one, two, three, same thing. So that, and that Zav is, has a hekesh to Balkari. Balkari is a man who sees a natural emission, who also has to go to mikvah. Right? And the Zav is hek, so the Zav is connected to the Balkari, and you would think that the Shomeres Yom K'Neged Yom would be connected to the Zav, which means, you know, tautology, so I mean, she would be like the Balkari, and therefore she would have the same thing as Balkari. Tichsev, because it says, Zos Torah Hazav. This is the Torah of the Zav. Vasher Teitzu Mimenu Shichva Zera. And if Shichva Zera comes out, so you have the connection between the Zav and Shichva Zera, between the Zav and the Balkari. Zav is not Shichva Zera. Balkari is Shichva Zera. Mal Balkari Tovel Bayom. But just like the Balkari can be Tovel Bayom, he can Tovel that day, not have to wait till the next day. Hanami Litvo Bayome. They should also be tovel during the day. But the Shomeres Yom K'Neged Yom can't be tovel during the day because the Ksiv Kol Yimei Zova Kemishkav Nidasa Yela. Right, so she has to wait the complete day. So say okay, so she can't do it that day that she sees it. So then she should do it at night. So therefore, Mishnah says no, she can't do it at night. She has to do it the next day. She has to wait till the next day. Right, he says. Right, Kemishkav Nidasa Yela Balayla Mias LaAvid Mixa Shmi Humor Vitipala Tvititbol. She do a little bit of Shmira at night and then do Tvila. Kamash Malan comes to teach us Kevan Debai Sfira. Anyone that has to count, once you have to have a counting, right? Kevan Debai Sfira Sfira B'Yamamahi. Sfira is during the day. It has to be done at the day. So therefore, even though so she does Shomeres Yom K'Neged Yom, she finishes the day because the day starts at night. You would think that she could go that night. No, she has to wait to the next day, and we are Machmir, we even wait till the next day, we always wait till the following night. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, the Kulon Sha'asu Misha'ala Amar Shachar Kasher. Right, did I skip down the Mishnah? Right, no, we said anything, all these, we said it, there's the last line in the Mishnah. These are supposed to be done after sunrise, but if you did it for Malos, it was okay, earlier time. So Minahim Mili. So how do I know that that's okay? You know, that even Alos is considered day. So Amarava the Amakra, because the pasuk says, by Yikra Elohim Loor Yom. Hashem called the Or when it just first gets light. He calls that Yom, right? Lunayir Uba Kro Yom, because as soon as it starts getting light, even before sunrise starts getting light, that's already considered day. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Elameyata Ulechoshe Karalaylos. Let's just do the other way. If day begins when it begins to get light, then night should begin when it begins to start to darken. And we know that's not the case. El mi'ato l'choshe karalayla ulumashich uba karalayla haikaimelan atzeis hakachavim lav laylahu. We know that till tzeis it's not night, so it doesn't work on the back end. So So it doesn't work on the front end. That can't be the raya. So Ella, Amar Rabbi Zeir Mihacha. Rabbi Zeir learns it from here. These are psukim that are dealing with psukim in Nechemya. They're dealing with the people who worked to build the second base of Megdush. The pasuk says, "Vanachnu osim b'malacha." We are doing malacha. V'chatzim machzikim b'ramachim. I guess half of us are holding on to spears or something. Me'alos hashachar, from daybreak, from alos hashachar, ad seis hakochavim, until night. So that's the times that they're working. They're working from alos until seis. V'omer, and it says further, v'hayu lanu halayla mishmar, and it was, the night was for us a mishmar, and the pasuk continues, v'hayom malacha. So comparing the two psukim. So layla is seis, and hayom, when do they do malacha yom? When they start? Alos. You see from the psukim that they're calling alos yom. Right? So my v'omer. So what is it? So the Gemara asks, why is what is being v'omer? The chitomar. Maybe you'll say misha Allah amur hashachar lav yamama. That's not really day. Umichi arba shimsha. And when the sun sets, laila v'inhu makti meyu makshichei. So maybe these guys. Maybe really the halach is that it's sunrise and sunset. And what they're just saying is they worked a longer day. We worked even from before sunrise and even till after. And even till after sunset. So Tashma, therefore it says, Vayu lanu halayla mishmar vayom malacha. No, it says explicitly, that's Laila and that's Yom. Laila is Seis, Yom is Alos. They work from day till night, and the pasuk before describes the time period, which was from Alos till Seis. That's considered day to night. Alos is day. So b'di'eved, if you did all these things, beginning at Alos, you were Yotzei. But really, the Chachidus should wait till sunrise. Okay. We're gonna go ahead a little bit because the Tisha B'Av not gonna have that. So we're gonna try to get to finish the parak today. Kol Hayom, right, we'll start moving ahead now, make it easier. Okay? Yeah? Kol Hayom Karsha L'Kriyas HaMegillah. The whole day is Karsha L'Kriyas HaMegillah, right? You can read Megillah all day. Someone goes on a telecall in the morning, come back at night, come back in the afternoon, you can still read Megillah. Kol Hayom Karsha L'Kriyas Megillah. Ulkriyas Hallel, and to read Hallel, Ulkriya Shofar, and to blow Shofar, Ulatilas Lulav, to take the Lulav, Ulatfilas HaMusafin, and to Davin Musaf, Ulim Musafin, and for the Karban Musaf, also, it's all day is Kasher, we'll get back to that, and Samarim will get back to that in a second, Ulavidoy HaParim, and the Vidoy that's done on all the Parim, the Parim Lomash Sivar, the Parim Lomash all those Viduyim are here in the day, Ulavidoy Meiser, someone brings the Meiser, he has to bring, say Vidoy on it, that's also, right, the Biyatikom and the Bias, Ulvidu Yom Kippurim, and the video that's done on Yom Kippur, right? For smicha, for shchita, all the avodas basically. For shchita, for smicha, shchita, the tenufa for waving, lagasha for bringing the mincha close, the kmitza to pulling the kmitza, ula haktara to burning the animal, ula malika to do malika with the thumbnail, ula kabbalah accepting the blood, ula zia spricking the blood, ula shkia sota and for the drinking the whole mice of the sota all day can be done all day, ula rifas haagala do egla rufa to kasher all day, ula taras hamatzora to do the ceremony to purify the matzora, that's all can be done during the day. Fine. Kol halayla kasher l'ksiras ha'omer. The entire night is kasher for the ksiras ha'omer. The ksiras ha'omer did that night. The entire night is kasher. Well, I guess if we said that means the entire night would be to alos. We have to stop. Because we're saying alos means that it's already day. When the psukim in the chemia, then I guess up to alos is the entire night. Right? Ula hekter kolavim, the burning of the fats, ve'ebarim, the burning of the parts. Zeh klal, this is the klal, this is the rule. Davar she mitzvasu b'yom, any the thing that the mitzvahs do it during the day, it's kasher kol yom, you can do it all day. Davar she mitzvasu b'layla, anything that the mitzvahs do at night, it's kasher kol layla, can be done the whole night. So I just want to get back to the concept that says musafin, that the musafin can be done all day. But is that really true? Because the musafin cannot be done all day, the musafin can't be done till after the korban tamid is brought in the morning. And it can't be done after the korban tamid is brought at night. So it sort of has a limitation in between. What?
Isn't that considered?
Okay.
Isn't that considered the whole day?
No, it's not the whole day because it can't be done. It can't be done. The answer is it's kosher all day. It's just something that you have a block. It's being blocked. You have to pull away that blockage and then it's fine. It's brought down. The Rashba brings it down and the Ran brings it down also. He says, even though we say in the Gemara Pesachim She'ein lecha dover kodum l'tamer shel shachar, and nothing can be brought before tamer shel shachar. Varmina nami, and we also say aleh hashlem kol korban askulam, and nothing can be brought after the right. Kevan shekain, and if that's the case, zmanu musafim einu ela ben tamer shel shachar tamer shel abayim. So then the musaf is not all day. The musaf is only in between the tamer of the morning and the tamer of the afternoon. He says afilu hachi kevan shein. Two answers he gives. Number one, the Ran says, and this is the second answer of the Rashba. Even if you're not supposed to bring it before the korban tamid, but if you did, it's still kosher. So that means, you know, it's still mitzvah, it's still kosher the whole day. And then he says also, the Rashba says is that, yeah, it's kosher all day. Any time during the day it can be gone. You just have to wait till after the korban tamid is brought. So if the korban tamid is brought in the first second, you can bring the musaf right then also. It's not you have to wait. You just have to wait for the korban tamid to be brought. But the day, technically, any time of the day, is theoretically, if for whatever reason you were allowed to bring the korban tamid earlier, you could bring the musaf. It's just that the korban tamid has a time to be before the korban musaf. Doesn't mean the korban musaf is not kosher all day. The question they ask though is, what about the korban tamid? The korban tamid itself doesn't have a mitzvah. It can't be brought all day. Ron says, Utmidim lotani hachi mishum utmidim ein zmanim kol yom. The korban tamid cannot be brought all day. The zman tamid shel shachar lesa ela ad arba shos. The korban tamid shel shachar can only be brought until 4 hours or up to chatzos. The zman tamid shel arba'im, the afternoon korban lesa ela mishesh shos mechzel malach, only brought after 6.5 hours. That's why mishum hachi lot, and also mishum hachi lotani psachim, it doesn't make the korban pesach she ein zmanim ela bein arba'im. The only can be brought bein arba'im, can't be brought before. So that's why they bring the korban. Right. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to ask again, Minalan. So from where do we know? Right, from where do we know this? Right, the Amakra. The first thing is Kashya from Megillah. Right, so Minalan. So Amakra v'Hayamim ha'Ela Nisgrim v'Nasim. The days. So it says in the days, it means the whole day. Okay, and Lukrias Halal. How do we know it's Kashya all day? It's good for Halal. The pasuk says, "Mi mizrach shemesh am v'loch." It's from the sunrise until it goes. For some, is it Megillah form? That's one of the answers that was brought there. Not everybody said that. There were other answers that were brought for about that Gemara. But yeah, Yochanan. Right. But according to those who say that Megillah is not,
why is that?
All right. They say maybe it says. Kriyasa zehilula. The kriya is the halal. Doesn't mean that it substitutes the halal. Does that necessarily mean it has the same halach as the halal? I don't know. The other answer is that there are those who gave a different answer over there about why we don't read halal on Purim. So maybe it goes according to those answers. They didn't mention that Megillah is halal. Good question. Okay. And then Rav Yosef Omer, it says Zehayom Asa Hashem, right? Nagilah Miskabel. This is the day. The day is the whole day, and that's why those subsequent halakha can be said all day. Ulmatilas lulav. Why no matilas lulav can be said all day? Diksev lukach lachem by Yom Arishon, the whole day. Ulkiyah shofar, but blowing the shofar. Diksev Yom Chui Yalachem, Yom Chura. Ulu Musafin, and when it comes to the Korban Musaf, Diksev Dvar Yom Biyomo. Right? That's what it says by the pasuk by Musaf. So every all day. Ula tefilas musafin, and what about tefilah musaf? Why is it all day? Because that's musafin shavya rabbanan. Tefilas musaf is instead of the korban musaf. So if the korban musaf is all day, the tefilah musaf is all day. Actually, I did see once. I don't remember where it was. I just saw once there was somebody. I guess he had to leave early during Shachar or Rosh Chodesh, and he put together a musaf minyan in the afternoon before mincha. He was kosher all day. I never really saw that again, but I saw that once. What? No, you have to, because the mincha is for the tamid shel ben arba'im. So what you have to do is beforehand. Because once you bring the
once you have the obligation.
Right, but the korban, but the korban mincha. We just said that the korban of musaf is not supposed to be brought. The korban of musaf is not supposed to be brought after the tamid shel ben arba'im. The tamid shel ben arba'im is mincha. I know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. Right. I don't know what he did was right or not. I just thought that's the way I saw it. I thought it was interesting.
She found five other guys in Musa.
What?
Found five other guys in
Musa. I don't know what he did. Maybe he did.
Six guys.
Maybe. Right. I don't know what he did. I just thought it was an interesting thing to see. That guy tried to put together a Musaf minion for later.
What?
About what I just said? So how does that work? But how does that work though? Because once you daven mincha, you should be able to daven musaf. Because it's already. But no one does that. Everyone davens musaf first. Let's say we're still, we don't daven mincha before musaf after. Right.
Because
it's tadir.
Yeah.
But what about the fact that the
kavua,
right. Not only that, but the fact that you can't, that mincha has to bookend, and if you say, if you brought the korban mincha, if you brought the korban tamid shoben arba'im, you're not supposed to daven musaf afterwards. But the evan yotze, that's what.
Right. The time wasn't that. The time was at the end of the day. You only have time to say one thing.
Oh. We said Amy being Raya Miyakata. I'm not going to be Raya from some guy who did this minion. Just bringing that as an interesting tidbit. No. What? What? Okay. Okay. All right. So we got up to Musafin, right? Ulev Vidoy Parim. And what about Vidoy Parim? The Yalev Kapara Kaparim Yom Kippurim. Because Vidoy is Kapara, and we learn in Vidoy of the Parim to the Kapara on Yom Kippur, and the Tanya Gaba Yom Kippurim, and it says to Yom Kippur, Ukiper Ba'ado Uba'ad Beso. Right, what does that mean? Kiper Ba'ado Uba'ad Beso. Bikaparas Dvar Makasa Medaber. That's talking about the Kaparas of the word, it's talking about Vidoy. The kapara be yamamahu, and all kapara takes place during the day. Dixiv by yomazeh yichaper leim. Kiv by yomazeh. So the kapara on Yom Kippur is the vidui, which is during the day, and the vidui of the parim are connected to the vidui of Yom Kippur, so they're also during the day. Ule vidui meiser, or the vidui meiser. Dixiv amar. That's when you bring the bikurim. That's when you bring the bikurim, and he says amar tufnei shem lakecha be arti akodesh min abayis. Right, that's the vidui. The samach lei. Then it says hayom hazeh shem lakecha betzavcha today. We're talking about during the day. Okay. The smicha ulushchita. When it comes to smicha and shchita, why? How do you know that's during the day? The pasuk says the samach, the shachat. So they're connected. And it has to be done right next to each other. The ksev b'shchita, and it says by shchita biyom zivchavchem, the day of that you bring the karbanos. Ulatznufa. And what about tznufa? When you have to wave the karban mincha. The tznufa, the ksev biyom hanifachem es haomer. Okay, so you have to. That's during the day. L'hagasha, when it comes to bringing it close to the mizbeach, the ifkish l'tnufa, because that's compared to tnufa d'ksiv, l'kach hakoein miyada isha es minchas hakna'os v'heinif v'kriv, and he brought it, v'heinif v'kriv, he brings it closer, he waves it and brings it closer, so there's a hekish between hanafa and hakrava, bring it closer, so that's during the day. And then, ulamilika, ulakmitsa, ulaktara, ulazaya, all the avodos, d'ksiv, the pasuk says, b'yom tzivso es b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says, the pasuk says, and of the day that he commanded Bnei Yisrael, it says, "Lakriv es korbanehem," to bring their korbanos. Rashi says, "They call hani hakravas hakorban ninu." All these things are talking about the avodas of the korbanos. The Tosha says, "Wait a second. Similar question you had before. You just brought a pasuk that says all the avodos are done during the day. So why do we have a separate limud when it came to shkita? Isn't shkita an avoda?" Lead question. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Exactly. That's what Tosha says. Right, that's the goddess of that family. We know all these. Then we know all those things. Okay, he says. Toso says. Toso di masa lekmitza. He says. Aval shchita lo mafkina me haikra. Shchita, you can't learn from that pasuk. The lab avodahi. It's not a real full fledged avoda. Sarek sheir bazar. It's kasher for a zar to do it. You have to figure out the hechatimsa, but it's kasher for a zar, right? Ukra nishtai be avoda. And the kra is talking about avoda. The ksiv lahakriv es karban nehem. V'chein tnufa v'hagasha ein sarek b'hu kohen b'minchof neyakmitza. Tnufa nagasha, you don't need a kohen either. Therefore, it'd be kseir bizarre. Therefore, it's not a full-fledged avoda. Therefore, it can't be learned out from the psukim to teach you an avoda. You have to find their own psukim. Okay? Lashkia sota, to give the drink to the sota. Asya Torah Torah. You have hekesh between Torah. Ksiv hacha, it says by the sota, the asala hakohen es kol ha-Torah hazos. Fine. Ksiv hasam, it says over there. What's over there? Al pi haTorah asher yerucha va'al mishpat. Ma mishpat bayom, af kan bayom. It says mishpat by Torah. Torah judging is only during the day. That's Torah. So says Torah also only during the day. Uli arifas ha'egla. Egla roof is also done during the day. Ami debay rabiyane. Kapara ksiv beke kachim. It has kapara, and therefore it's like kachim, and therefore like, oh, kachim done during the day. Egla roof is done during the day. Uli taras mitzora. Putaras mitzora. The ksiv. Zos tiyet toras ha'mitzora biyom taraso. On the day that you purify him. Okay, now we go to the nighttime ones. Kol halayla kasher tzirsa omer. The amar mar, because we learned in a brisa. Tzira v'svira balayla, cutting the omer and counting the omer is at night. V'hava'a bayom, and bringing the omer is during the day. Okay, so. Missed a few, something I want to talk about, but okay. Let's just finish the parak and then talk about a few things. Ulehekter chalavim ve'ivarim, and the burning of the fats and the sacrificial parts is at night. Diksiv kol halayla ad haboker. You're supposed to burn it all night until the morning. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Dover shemitzvasu bayom kasha kol yom. So zeh klal asu yemai. Zeh klal in the Babel, the Talmud Bavli is always come to exclude something. Sorry, come to include something. So what's this coming to include? Zeh klal asu yemai. Asuye comes to include sidur bezichin v'silik bezichim, taking off the bezichei levona from the shulchan, right? That's to be done during the day. Uchi Rabbi Yossi, in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, because we learned Rabbi Yossi Omer silik es hayishana shachris, the sidur es hachadasha arvis. If you took the old one off during the morning and you put a new one off at night, ein b'kach chum, you don't do anything. So ma'ani mekayim. Lifanai tamid should be the pasuk. It says it should be there all the time. So then you're taking it off during the day and putting it on during the day, so that at night it's not there. So he says, Mani Mekayem Lifnei Hashem Tamid Shaloya Shulchan Lo Lechem. That's talking about the bread, that there can never be any time without bread. And then it says, Davar Shemitzvaso Balayla Kashik Balayla. What's that coming to include? Lasui Mai. That's coming to Lasui Achilas Psachim. It's coming to include eating the Korban Pesach. Vidalo Korban Lazar Ben Azaya. And not in accordance with the sheet of Lazar Ben Azaya. The Sanya Achlu as a Basar Balayla Zay. Eat this meat at this night. Amr Lazar Ben Azaya. Nemer Kan Laila. It says here Laila. The Nemer Lahalo. And it says earlier, Vavarti Be'erton Tzayim Balayla. Balayla Zay. Malahan Al Chatzos. Akan Al Chatzos. We also see Lazar Ben Azaya says, you only can eat the Korban Pesach up to Chatzos. And the other sheet to say you can eat it up to the morning. That's so the Mishnah is going like according to the sheet to eat to the morning, not like Lazar Ben Azaya. Two toasts I wanted to talk about. Toast number one was back in Amud Aleph. We talked about Mila. It said Mila is the day during the day. It says Diksiv Beyom Hashmini Yimo. So we have a pasuk here that says that Mila is only be done during the day.
Because that's the language that Torah uses
okay,
for
so
all the things. Bayom Shmini Atzeres, Bayom HaShabbos. That doesn't mean just on the day.
It says U Bayom.
No, I mean there's many times in the Torah that
okay.
It uses Bayom. It doesn't mean the day. You know, it means the 24 hours. Meaning, so.
I hear what you're saying. Right. That's the drasha here. They had the drasha cut out. Okay, but the pasuk said. So the context is different there also. To look at the context, the Tosas asks, "The imkain, the Tosas dibras the ksiv, three lines down. The imkain kashil lamali beperakama the kedushin. Why in the first parak of kedushin do we need a pasuk of the oso? Lomar di isha ena chayevus limo. We need a special pasuk of oso, right? And oso meaning him, not the woman. That's why we say women are exempt from mila." Typically, the mitzvah of seishas mangromahi. Right here, we just learned that mila is only kosher for yom. So mila becomes the mitzvah of seishas mangromah, and women are paturos for mitzvah of seishas mangromah. So why do you have that limit of oso? You just say it's the mitzvah of seishas mangromah for a woman to be patura from it. V'yesh lomar, so he answers, Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, he says, the elav oso, have a mean the hainoshim paturos mitzvah of seishas mangromah, hainu hecha deleka kares. Yes, typically women are paturos from mitzvah sheishas mangrama. That's on regular mitzvahs. When it comes to bris milah, which has a din kares, maybe mitzvah sheishas mangrama would not be a patur. To figure out what the lamma says that is. Dumya, the matzah, the simcha hakel, the less mukaris, though don't have kares. Uminayu mamtir nashim. From that mitzvah sheishas mangrama knocks out women. But from a mitzvah that has kares, mitzvah sheishas mangrama would not knock out milah to woman. Ava milah sheish b'kares. Number one, as it didn't have kares, and number two. The word bris is mentioned 13 times, So it's this real chumra thing. Havamina de mechayev behu nashim limo les benayu. That maybe woman would be chayev. Mechayevos kamashman oso. Therefore, the word oso comes explicitly to tell you that even this they're not chayevos on. You would have had havamina. What?
They're not chayev to make sure that
it's done. Whether they do it or not, they're going to ask me questions about Sipora. I don't know. Okay. The low. That's number one. Answer number two, inami lemila shlo bezmana. Commander Amr denogim bein bayom bein b'layla. What happens if you have a mila that's not bezman? Let's say the mila, for whatever reason, is pushed off. He doesn't do it by day eight. Well, then, there's a shita that says that mila should be done day or night, and whatever you can do it, then maybe woman will be chayav. That's not a mitzvah shita bezman grubba. That should be done at any moment, so the woman should be chayavos, come to pasuk learn kedushin, also to knock it out. The Ritva in Kedushin asks the same question. He says, "V'chi teim olam likra tepuk lei daham mitzvos hashesh hazman grama the mila by yom velo b'layla v'nasha paturos." So he said the Ritva gives a different answer. He says, "Ikla meimar dehasam hu mitzvah de nafsha." He's to make a distinction between mitzvahs that are done on your body and mitzvahs that are done on somebody else's body. So mitzvahs the nafsha to be paturos mitzvah hashesh hazman grama, but here aval hachla ben mitzvah de bina hava amina de mechayva. Since the mitzvah is being performed on somebody else, you would think that mitzvah seishas man grama is the mitzvah that makes her patura for doing something for herself. But who says it makes her patura from seeing that something's done to somebody else? Just like Beis Din has a chiyuv is obligated to make sure that the boy is circumcised if the father doesn't do it, so too she should, right? L'hachi itzvichra l'mimitrei d'chiv oso below osa. That's why you have the pasuk of oso to teach her oso and not osa, because mitzvah seishas man grama would not have been up to her. Now, I'll quote the second Tosfos word of the day. I haven't quoted a Tosfos word in like 6 years. Well, I'm doing two in one day. So, Tosfos Ritz is a different answer. He says, Heichi de Amrina mitzvah seisha zman grama nashim peturos. When do we say that women are peturos from mitzvah seisha zman grama? Hani mili mitzvah talya bakufa. It's only for mitzvah. It's not like the Ritz. It's only the mitzvah that's done, you know, on somebody. And that mitzvah is only for a certain period of time. But a mitzvah that's not totally on her guf, like a mitzvah to give a bris milah to your son, even though the time to actually do the bris milah is a certain time, it's fascinating, to Zerid, right? You're supposed to be metapa from the bris milah until it's done. You have to be busy with the bris milah. So there's no time. The mitzvah is to be busy with the bris milah, which starts right away. Tosfos Ritz says. So therefore, that's not a mitzvah seishas man grama anymore. Because starting from day one, you could do it. You have to be busy up to day eight. It's interesting, Tosfos Ritz. Not for the oso, it wouldn't have been a mitzvah seishas man grama. Because the mitzvah is not just to do, that's just the end part. The end part is to do the actual circumcision, but the mitzvah is to be busy and call the caterer and get the moel and do all those things in order to get the bris milah done. Right? The ein zman, right? And then therefore the zman wouldn't have been a reason to say that she's putter. The only reason why she's putter is because of oso.
The Chaim
said that the mila is not. Right.
Because
every girl in the world doesn't have to
mitzvah. Before she was told, she was not
mechuyev. Right.
Now she turns.
I think it's
brilliant.
I hear that. It's not because there's no chiyuv whatsoever to start, and then at the moment you have the chiyuv, it continues.
Exactly.
Okay, I hear. That's similar. I think that's similar to what people just say. Okay. You got a question? No, okay. We'll stop here. I wanted to do the other Tosfos. The Tosfos after talks about the Tosfos on the bottom is the Tosfos that brings out about doing serious omer. If you get serious omer at night, what do you do? Get the bracha. They say the bracha the next day without a bracha. Say, oh. Well, that Tosfos comes up a few places in Shas. So it comes up again over here.
She's on that one first.
That's a long one. That's
kind of a. We'll do it in Menachos. Not Samachov. Menachos just comes up again also.